From myths to models to madness. Annoying AI talking about interesting things.
Let's get started.
Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive? Today we're tackling AI and asking, can it really make creativity more sustainable?
And not just like the trendy AI art you see everywhere.
Right, we're thinking bigger.
Like the whole future of creative industries, sustainable for the long haul.
And to do that, we got to figure out what sustainable actually means.
Yeah, it's one of those buzzwords, right? But luckily, the UN has this whole framework.
Okay, so break it down. What's the UN's take on sustainability?
Well, it's not just about being green. They look at it through three lenses.
Could be with those lenses.
Economic, environmental, and get this, cultural.
Whoa, okay, so it's way more than just like swapping out gas guzzlers for electric cars.
Exactly. It's about whether AI helps creative industries actually thrive economically.
Got it.
Whether we can do all this AI stuff without trashing the planet.
Makes sense.
And even whether it like messes with the very soul of human expression.
Okay, yeah, things are getting deep. So basically, we've got these three pillars of sustainability.
Right.
And we're trying to see if AI is a hero or a villain.
Right.
Or maybe somewhere in between.
Exactly. Is it pushing us towards real progress or just the same old profit chasing?
Right, right. So what are we looking at today to figure this out? What kind of sources?
Oh, we've got a good mix. Some tech articles get into how AI is actually being used out there in the creative world.
Okay, makes sense.
Then there are reports on AI's energy footprint.
Ah, yeah, because all those algorithms got to run on something.
Exactly. And to keep it human, we've even got a piece by a musician.
Oh, interesting.
Literally wrestling with what AI songwriting means, you know, for the soul of music.
Okay, so tech, environmental concerns, and an artist's perspective.
Yeah.
This is going to be good. So let's break down those UN pillars a bit more. First up, the economic side.
All right. Well, jobs are the big one, right? Are creative jobs even safe in an AI world?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of anxiety about that. You know, designers, musicians, everyone's worried about being replaced.
Right. And will AI create new opportunities or just unemployment lines?
And what about how people get paid? Does AI help artists earn a living or does it drive wages down?
Huge questions. Then the environmental side is unavoidable. We know AI uses a ton of power.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So can we power all this responsibly? Can it run on renewables or are we just going to make the climate crisis worse?
And it's not just the energy to run it.
Right.
There's the environmental cost of all the hardware, the servers, the chips, everything.
Absolutely. Can we make the tech itself more sustainable? That's got to be part of it.
Okay, so we've got jobs, wages, energy consumption, resources.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But now what about this cultural dimension? It feels kind of fuzzy, but also super important.
Oh, it's huge. This is where we get to what makes us human in a world increasingly run by machines.
Deep stuff.
Right. Like, does AI help us express our unique creativity or is it just mimicking what's already been done?
And what happens when algorithms start making creative decisions? Choices artists used to make. Are we losing something essential there?
It's almost philosophical.
It is. So we're not just talking about whether AI can make good art. It's about whether it changes what creativity even means.
Exactly. And to get real world about it, let's look at what's happening in film. It's facing some wild AI challenges right now.
Well, speaking of film, I read this thing about James Cameron.
Oh, yeah. The Avatar guy.
Yeah. He's actually partnered with an AI company. Kind of ironic, right? Since he also made The Terminator. All about AI taking over.
It really shows how we have both hope and fear around this tech all at once.
For real. But this article was all about the good stuff, you know, how AI could make filmmaking more accessible.
Interesting.
Like, imagine if anyone could make those crazy special effects we see in blockbusters, even without a giant budget. That'd be amazing.
That's a cool idea, democratizing filmmaking. But then you got to think, what happens to all the VFX artists, the professionals, if AI can do it cheaper and faster?
Oh, right. That brings us right back to those economic concerns.
Exactly. Potential for job losses is huge. And it's not just about the numbers. It's the skills those people have. What happens to that expertise?
Yeah. Do they retrain? Does their whole field just vanish? And what does that do to the quality of the art being made?
It's a tricky balance, you know. Democratization is great, but not at the cost of people's livelihoods.
And then there's the legal stuff. Copyright with AI seems like a total mess.
Oh, it's a minefield. We can't talk AI and art without talking about who actually owns the rights to AI-generated work.
There's a big lawsuit happening right now.
Right?
Getty Images going after Stability AI, the same company Cameron's working with.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Getty says they use copyrighted images to train their AI.
And that raises all sorts of questions, right? If an AI learns from copyrighted stuff, mm-hmm. who owns what it makes? The original artist, the AI company. It's wild.
It is. And Stability AI's only response so far is no comment, which isn't exactly reassuring.
Yeah, not a great look. Mm-hmm. Seems like we're rushing into this AI art world without even knowing the rules of the game.
Exactly. So even if the tech can make amazing visuals, we've still got those fundamental money questions and legal battles to sort out.
Right. Plus, let's not forget the whole energy issue. All this AI filmmaking still needs a ton of power.
Oh, for sure. And that leads us to another interesting development. Google just made a deal to buy nuclear power for their data centers.
Hmm. On the surface, that sounds good, right? Clean energy powering all the AI.
Yeah, it sounds like a win for sustainability, but it also raises a bunch of new questions.
Like what?
Well, is nuclear really the best answer here? You've got safety concerns, the whole waste disposal issue, and a lot of people saying we should stick to renewables.
And even if we accept nuclear, doesn't it feel like we're just scrambling to keep up with AI's growing appetite instead of, you know, addressing how much energy it needs in the first place?
Exactly. Maybe we should be focusing on making AI itself more energy efficient rather than just finding bigger power sources to feed it.
Okay, so we've got the economic, environmental, and legal stuff swirling around AI filmmaking. But now I want to zoom in on the creative process itself. How does AI change the way we think about making art?
Let's get to the heart of it. What does it mean to be creative in a world with AI?
Exactly. I found this piece by musician Nick Cave, and he's super critical of AI songwriting. He basically says AI can only copy, not truly create.
He's got a point. Like, can an algorithm really understand the emotions, the experiences that go into human art?
That's what Cave says is missing.
Yeah.
He says AI lacks that essential human element of suffering and struggle. It's what makes art meaningful.
And to prove it, he actually had an AI write a song in the style of Nick Cave.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. Hilarious and kind of terrifying at the same time.
Seriously, it's all like surface level imitation, none of the depth.
One line was like, I've got the fire of hell in my eyes or something. So cheesy.
Exactly. It shows the limits of AI when it comes to human emotion, the stuff that makes art connect with us.
Maybe AI can mimic style, but it misses that deeper level of meaning.
And that takes us right back to the cultural sustainability question. If AI just pumps out endless knockoffs, doesn't that devalue human creativity?
Right. It's like, what's the point of art if it's just algorithms churning out content?
And it goes beyond just artists, you know? If AI can write articles, design buildings, what happens to all those professions?
It's a huge question for the future. This conversation has been a lot. We've talked about job losses, environmental costs, legal uncertainties, even the very idea of human creativity being threatened. But is there any hope here? Can AI be a force for good in the creative world?
That's what we're here to find out. But I will say, the UN report we mentioned earlier does have some interesting ideas about how to navigate all this.
Okay, so let's get into that UN report. What does it have to say about AI and the creative economy?
Well, it acknowledges that AI has huge transformative power, but it also stresses that we need to be careful, ethical. It's all about balancing innovation with equity and making sure the benefits are shared.
So it's not enough to just make cool AI tools. We have to make sure they're used fairly. Can you give us some specific examples of what that means?
Absolutely. Let's dive into the UN's recommendations and see how they might play out in the real world. So one thing the UN really pushes is capacity building, basically investing in education and training so people have the skills to thrive in an AI world.
So instead of freaking out about job losses, we prep people for the jobs of the future.
Exactly. And some of those jobs might not even exist yet. So it's about being creative, adaptable, good at problem solving, the stuff AI can't do.
Makes sense. If people see AI as a tool they can use, it's less scary, more like an opportunity.
Right. And this connects to another big point, diversity and inclusion in AI development. Right now, it's a pretty narrow group making these decisions.
Which is a problem because...
Well, that lack of diverse perspectives can lead to biased algorithms, yeah. Solutions that only work for certain people.
Ah, I see. So if we want AI to benefit everyone in the creative world, we need the people creating it to be more representative of, well, everyone.
100%. More women, people of color, different backgrounds, different ways of thinking. Everyone needs a voice at the table.
And that's not just about being fair. It's about making sure AI makes the world better, not just more unequal.
Exactly. The UN report actually highlights education as a key area for this. Imagine AI tutors that adapt to each student's needs, their learning style.
Whoa, that'd be amazing, especially for students who struggle in traditional classrooms or who don't have access to good resources.
Right. And think about AI translating languages, breaking down those barriers so creative work can be shared globally. Or AI tools that help artists with disabilities create in new ways.
It's like AI could actually level the playing field, give opportunities to people who might have been excluded before.
Exactly. And it's not just giving them access, it's making sure AI helps them express their creativity, not replace it.
Which brings us back to that cultural sustainability thing. How do we make sure AI enhances us, not diminishes us?
That's where human judgment comes in. We have to recognize AI's limitations, use it as a tool that helps us, not something we hand over all our creative power to.
So it's finding that balance, right? Human and machine working together, each has its strengths.
Precisely. It's a mindset shift. Stop thinking of AI as the enemy. Think of it as a creative partner, a collaborator.
Interesting way to put it. Not replacement, but partner. But even if we do that, there's still the question of control, right? If a few big companies are calling the shots on AI, how do we make sure it's used for good?
Yeah, the UN report talks about that too. It's about democratizing access to AI, making sure it's not just a toy for the rich and powerful.
So open source platforms, data sharing, supporting projects that empower communities to use AI for their own needs.
All of that. It's about decentralizing power, making sure AI serves the many, not just profits for a few.
Sounds great in theory, but how do we actually make that happen? Seems like a huge challenge.
Oh, it is. But the UN report has some ideas, like fostering a culture of innovation that prioritizes equity and resilience.
Okay, unpack that for me.
So instead of just chasing the next billion-dollar app, we focus on AI that solves real human problems.
Right, problems that matter to people, not just to profit margins.
And it takes collaboration. Governments, businesses, everyday people working together to make sure AI solutions are both clever and ethical.
It's like we need to shift our idea of progress, not just economic growth, but how it impacts people and the planet too.
Exactly. And that means being willing to try things, experiment, even mess up sometimes. This is new territory for all of us.
No easy answers, just a lot of figuring it out as we go.
Right. The big takeaway is we got to be intentional with AI. We can't just sit back and let it shape the future. We have to actively steer it towards the kind of world we want.
That's a great point. It's on us. And that applies to the creative world, too. We can't just passively consume AI-generated stuff. We need to actively shape how it's made, how it's used.
Couldn't agree more. The future of creativity isn't set in stone. We're all writing it right now with the choices we make.
Powerful stuff. Okay, so we've gone from economic anxiety to philosophical debates. But I also feel like there's room for optimism here. If we do this right, AI could unlock amazing creative possibilities and make the creative world sustainable in a way that actually benefits everyone.
I'm with you on that. It's just the beginning, and who knows what incredible things we'll create along the way.
Well said. Okay, for our listeners who are now fired up to learn more, we've got links and resources in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep creating.
And until next time, may your creative spirit be fueled by both human ingenuity and the responsible use of technology.
Okay, so we've talked big picture stuff, the UN, the risks, the need for fairness. But for someone listening, you know, someone who's not a tech whiz or a policy expert, what can they actually do to make sure AI is being used responsibly in the creative world?
It starts with just paying attention. When you see AI being used in creative stuff, ask yourself, is it replacing humans completely or is it helping them?
So be a more aware consumer. Like when I'm watching a movie, listening to music, am I seeing human creativity or just algorithms at work?
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If you're looking at AI-generated art, find out who made the program, what data it learned from, what its biases might be.
Like bring that same critical thinking we use for news and stuff to the art world. I like it. And what about supporting the good guys, the creators, using AI ethically?
That's huge. Seek out those artists, musicians, writers who are using AI thoughtfully, responsibly. Support their work. Share it. Let them know you appreciate what they're doing.
Putting our money where our mouth is, right?
Yeah.
Choosing to support the kind of creative future we want. Are there any organizations we can support too? Groups working on AI ethics in the creative industries?
Totally. There are tons of groups focused on responsible AI. Some are all about policy and laws, you know, protecting artists' rights. Others are more research-focused, helping people understand AI better.
So do your research, find a group that vibes with you, and see how you can get involved.
Yep. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. Signing a petition, going to an online event, even just talking about responsible AI on social media, it all adds up.
It's like anything else, right? Being informed, being engaged, that's how we make a difference. We can't just be passive consumers of this stuff. We got to shape how it's made and used.
Couldn't agree more. The future of creativity is being written right now, and we're all part of the story.
Well said. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you really hope our listeners will take away from all this?
Remember this. AI is powerful, but it's a tool. We decide how it's used, whether it helps us or hurts us creatively. The future of art, music, everything, it's in our hands.
Powerful stuff. We've gone through a lot today. Worries about jobs, the planet, even what it means to be human. But honestly, I'm feeling optimistic. If we're smart about it, AI can make the creative world amazing, sustainable, and truly benefit everyone.
I'm right there with you. This is just the beginning, and I'm excited to see what we create.
Me too. And for all you listeners, if you're fired up to learn more, check out the links and resources in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep creating. That's what it's all about.
And until next time, may your creativity flourish, powered by human brilliance and tech used for good.
Don't ask what AI can do for you. Ask what you can do with AI.
Let's go.
Empower yourself at virtualstorylab.com.